is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Mike Waltz is facing questions from lawmakers for the first time since he was ousted as National Security Advisor. Waltz has been tapped to be the next U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, appearing before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee for his confirmation hearing. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy confirming that two people were killed in flooding on Monday night. The governor in a hard-hit suburb of New Jersey.
Last night we got crushed, not just here in Berkeley Heights, but in this part of the state in particular. Sadly, two losses of life in Plainfield in a vehicle that was swept away, and sadly, the deceased were extracted.
Inflation rose last month to their highest level since February as President Trump's sweeping tariffs pushed up the cost of everything from furniture and clothing to large appliances. NVIDIA CEO Jensen Huang says they have now won approval from the Trump administration to sell high-powered computer chips made for AI to China. This is ABC News.
As Wisconsin as a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. The bridge connecting Wisconsin to Iowa south of La Crosse is now scheduled for closure and demolition later this year. The Iowa DOT said that the Lansing Bridge, also known as the Blackhawk Bridge, will stay open until this fall. Then, it will be closed and demolished to make way for remaining construction on its replacement. The 94-year-old bridge was closed twice in the past 2 years for structural issues. Construction on its replacement began 2 years ago, and the new bridge is set to open in 2027. Despite a jump at the pump statewide, La Crosse gas prices have stayed consistent this past week, 15 cents below the statewide average. With more on gas prices, here's Civic Media's Melissa Kay.
Average gas prices increased over the past week, rising 7 cents per gallon to land at $2.99 on Monday. This is 6.7 cents higher than a month ago, but a little over 29 cents per gallon lower than this time last year. Officials at Gas Buddies say gasoline inventories remain just below average as we're approaching the midpoint of the summer driving season. If there are no major developments with the renewed tariff discussions, the national average price of gas should remain in the low $3 per gallon range as it has for most of the summer so far.
Currently, La Crosse gas prices average about $2.92 per gallon. Across the river, Houston County stations are charging $3.05 to $3.08 per gallon. La Crosse's Pathways Home program is receiving funding from a state grant. $350,000 was awarded to Pathways Home to hire a social worker and help with housing assistance, treatment plans, and supplies. The La Crosse County Board still has to approve the funding, which should run through 2027. The La Crosse Common Council, meanwhile, is delaying a decision for the Pathways Held Leases program due to a need for more landlords to join the initiative. They'll take it up again at August's meeting. Highs today will be around 90 degrees in the Cooley region. Slight chances of showers overnight turn into better chances of rain and thunderstorms Wednesday, with the potential for an inch of rain by Thursday. Temperatures at the end of the week will be milder, with highs in the 70s for most of the area. We'll have more details in our Civic Media forecast. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The All-Star Game tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball, the Midsummer Classic, the All-Star Game in Atlanta. The Brewers rookie pitcher Jacob Mizorowski is there, likely get to pitch in the sixth or seventh inning. That's according to National League manager Dave Roberts. Now, some teams have complained the Miz doesn't belong in the All-Star Game after just five career starts. What did his teammates say?
They were all thrilled about it, and they're happy for me. Yeah, no, it's been the world for the guys to be around me and support me how they have. It's been awesome.
Basketball. Doc Rivers says ignore the reports on ESPN. Rivers says he met with Giannis Antetokounmpo right after the season ended against the Pacers.
Giannis came in to me the day after the season. We're talking about next season already. You know, there's far more talk outside of Milwaukee than there is inside of Milwaukee. Giannis loves Milwaukee. We love Giannis, and it's been a great relationship.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin as a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hot and humid today, with high temperatures spiking to 90 degrees and the humidity behind it making it really feel like the upper 90s. Will become partly cloudy tonight, and then showers and storms tomorrow afternoon. Some could be strong to severe. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 80 degrees at our studios.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Trump is again trying to have it both ways on agricultural workers. He says they're working on, quote, a temporary pass where the farmer can have a little control as opposed to you walk in and take everybody away. He's describing feudalism, where the people who work the land are more under direct control of the land owners rather than the rule of law. He wants the vassals. He wants the lords. He wants the peasants.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Maggie Dawn.
At the top of the show, I'll be joined by former U.S. attorney and host of Amicus, Jim Santel. We'll discuss the big takeaways of the last term of the Supreme Court.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6. You're listening to the Talk of Lacrosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey there, happy Tuesday. A lot going on in the world. The authoritarian test. Testing. From Rosie to Rates. Who's next? We'll talk about that in a minute. Also, the right-wing bubble and Jeffrey Epstein. Will Trump be able to crush his Epstein crisis? In the second hour of our program, I want to get into how the Supreme Court has gone too far and has screwed us again. And they're doing it with their so-called shadow docket, which is particularly problematic. Sonia Sotomayor, Justice Sotomayor, called him out on it in a big way. And we'll get into that in the second hour of the program. Also, this is what always happens when you have a Republican as a president. 10 out of the last 11 recessions were caused by Republican presidents or happened on the watch of Republican presidents. Of course, the Republican Great Depression of the 1920s and 30s was brought about by Republican policies, specifically tax cutting and deregulation of Wall Street. And now with Trump, it's going to get worse. We all need to be preparing for a recession, maybe even a depression. We'll talk about that in the second hour of the program, too. In the third hour of our program, it looks like Trump is taking a knife to a gunfight with Russia. This is sad. He basically just told Putin, oh, you've got 50 days to just bomb the crap out of Ukraine and seize that country. And if you don't do it in that 50 days, then we're going to have a conversation. Maybe we'll put a tariff on you, as if we buy anything or sell anything to Russia, right? It's bizarre. Also, remember that traditional family that emigrated to Russia? Interesting news. You will be shocked. Well, I'll tell you in the third hour of the program, but it's just breathtaking. And finally, in the third hour of our program, the Pentagon is going to start using Musk's Hitler-loving Grok AI. What could possibly go wrong, right? It's nuts. Also, KPFT, our affiliate in Houston, is having a soiree with me and Grant Peoples, including a Q&A and a book signing session at the Emerson Unitarian Universalist Church on August 9th. Tickets are available now. The link is over on Facebook. Look for posts from KPFT, or you can check out the KPFT website, kpft.org. It's our Houston affiliate. So, the authoritarian test. Each escalation, you know, Trump just accused Adam Schiff, for example, of mortgage fraud. And is saying he needs to be brought to justice. Oh, yeah, you're going to prosecute a sitting senator, yeah. It's a test. You know, ICE just came out and said, no, we're not going to allow undocumented immigrants to have bond. It's a test. The Rosie O'Donnell thing, I discussed this briefly yesterday, but I really wanted to dig into it and expand on this whole idea. Donald Trump is testing us. And you know, we're all familiar with what this is when you think about it. I remember one particular situation when our son was I don't know, 3 or 4 years old, something like that, maybe 4 or 5. I mean, he was around 4. And Louise took him to the store, and I was at home watching the other kids and working. And they got to the store, and our son starts throwing a fit, demanding cookies. And so Louise is like, oh, I'm so sorry that you're not going to be able to stay here in the store with me and have so much fun. But we're going to have to go because you're throwing a fit. And she just, you know, left the cart there, you know, half full cart, left the cart there and carried him out to the car and stuck him in his car seat, drove him home and came in the house and said to me, you know, with our son in her hands, you know, here's our son, and I'm so sorry that he's just not able to control himself in the store, so he's not going to have fun with me in the store, you know, like we were hoping to do. And I was like, oh, that's unfortunate. That was the last time he threw a fit, but that's testing, right? Little kids do this. And typically what happens is eventually they hit a test where the parent pushes back and says, no, you can't do that anymore. And they learn from that. Unless, of course, no boundaries are ever, you know, set up. They're never told no. They always get away with everything, in which case they grow up to be Donald Trump. I mean, we learn this stuff early, and we're seeing these, you know, there's just been, you know, Trump's entire political career has been like a whole series of tests of basically what will the American public tolerate and what will the legal system and the political system in this country tolerate before it stops him, before it pushes back. I mean, he started testing racism as a political weapon when he came down the escalator and, you know, spoke to that crowd that he'd paid $50 a person to be there, you know, when he was trying to make more money than Gwen Stefani. You know, another test was whether exaggerations, distortions, and lies, outright lies, the kind of stuff that his family had been using for years to hustle real estate, whether that could work in politics. He quickly discovered that the Republican base voters are, you know, having swallowed trickle-down economic lies for years, evil union bosses lies for years, importance of small government lies for years, that they were more than happy to embrace or ignore, as the occasion demanded, you know, Trump's lies. From there, he tested exactly how gullible his most fervent supporters were. We saw the result of that test on January 6th, you know, when they attacked the U.S. Capitol. And, you know, when the nation and the press reacted as if he had failed that test, you know, oh, my God, 3 cops are dead and 5 other people, and they tried to overthrow the government. But he actually won. You know, he was able to intimidate enough Republican senators that they did not convict him, and therefore he was able to run for president again. And so now, again, he's testing how far he can go. George Raitz is a 25-year-old Hispanic natural-born American citizen and a disabled Army vet. He was working as a security guard at a legal marijuana operation in California. And when it got raided by ICE, the guy's a U.S. citizen, was born here. He got in his car to drive away because he didn't want to get in the middle of the whole mess. And the ICE people, masked agents, chased him down, smashed open the window of his car, pepper sprayed him in the face, dragged him out, and disappeared him. The guy's an American citizen, a disabled American vet. Testing. They're testing. Will Democrats make a stink? Is the media going to make it more than a one-day story? Are there any Republicans going to break rank and condemn this? Was it even mentioned on any of the Sunday shows? How far can he go next time? Right. So far, Trump thinks he's winning all these tests. I mean, the outrages are just coming fast and furious. And Raitz wasn't the only U.S. citizen who's been arrested or detained by ICE. There's a 71-year-old grandmother who was assaulted and handcuffed by masked agents. There's a headline on CNN. Here's the headline, quote, "We are not safe in America today. These American citizens say they were detained by ICE." Testing. After years of hysteria on the right, you know, and particularly on Fox so-called news about FEMA camps. Oh, my God, FEMA camps. They're going to lock up the conservatives. They're going to take away our guns. They're now actually building these things. I mean, it's not FEMA, but they're building concentration camps. And, you know, the question is, will Republicans, will conservatives freak out about this? No, they're not. This is a test. Visiting members of Congress pointed out that there's more than 30 men packed to a cage. And as Debbie Wasserman Schultz said, quote, "they get their drinking water and they brush their teeth where they poop in the same unit," end quote. They're testing. We recently learned from CBS and a whistleblower that Trump's former lawyer, Emil Bovey, when he was working for the Justice Department, told them that when federal judges said, no, you can't deport those people to El Salvador, that they should simply say to the federal courts, F you. Also on the return of Kilmer Abrego Garcia. And now Republicans want to put him on the federal bench anyway. I mean, it's a test. Kilmer Abrego Garcia himself, he came back and reported how brutal the conditions. It's a test. These are all tests. The ICE facilities holding American citizens. Rosie, now he's doing it to Rosie O'Donnell. These are all tests. He's declared a big strip of land federal territory and put the army in there. They've arrested over 80 people in violation of the Posse Comitatus Act. These are all tests. And the question is, what's next? What is the next thing he's going to test? Is he going to go after the media? Is he going to go after more students? Is he going to go after more judges? And the bottom line is, it looks like, Obama says Democrats need to toughen up, but it looks like this is going to be up to us being in the streets on July 17th. I'll see you Thursday, right? Out there.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
In South Korea, when their president tried to turn South Korea into an autocracy, the people showed up in the street and stopped it. This is up to us. Do you trust your deodorant? Most deodorants just don't work for us working guys. But then Mando rolled into town, ready to tackle all-over odors before they even start. Mando created high-performance deodorants for whole-body odor control. Safe for your pits, packages, and feet, Mando's science-based formula is pH-optimized, capable of blocking odors before they start. Deodorants you're used to using just mask odors or neutralize them after they form, but Mando is powered by mandelic acid, clinically proven to work all day long. Developed by doctors, it's hypoallergenic and skin-safe for your sensitive parts. You can use Mando all over and leave your odor worries behind. Give Mando a go and see why guys are loving it. If it's not for you, they'll gladly refund you within 60 days. Smell better longer with Mando. Get 20% off site-wide on your first Mando purchase with the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at shopmando.com. Plus, shipping is always free. That's 20% off site-wide for first-time customers with the code TOM at shopmando.com. Shopmando.com.
This is the story of the one. As a lineman, he does whatever it takes to keep the power on in his community. And he wants a partner like Grainger who does the same. Grainger offers the professional-grade products he needs, from voltage detectors to harnesses to hard hats, plus fast, dependable delivery, so he can rise to every challenge. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Matt Nair on air.
Author of America, Let Me In, Felipe Torres Medina is here.
My funny book about immigration. You can see how the current administration and their policies are affecting the communities. But I'm a comedian. It is really sad, but how about some jokes? Because that's the only way I can,
If we don't take a moment to laugh about something, we're all going to self-destruct.
100%.
Matt Nair on air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Folks just deserve a little bit better than the usual promises that they're getting. But our members of Congress, two of them from here in Wisconsin, recently signed a letter to Canada and said, Canada, you're on fire. You need to do something about this, which is really not necessarily the best course of action when your neighbor's house is burning down is to send a letter complaining about the smoke.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
For 75 years, the Muscular Dystrophy Association's voices have thundered through the halls of Congress. For 75 years, we've willed the impossible into existence.
For 75 years, the MDA community has pushed the science,
shifted the narrative,
and established the field of neuromuscular medicine.
And until that day, when this is all a thing of the past,
you couldn't stop us if you tried.
Join us and celebrate 75 years of breakthroughs at MDA75.org.
Every 15 seconds, someone is diagnosed with cancer. If it's happened to you or someone you love, the American Cancer Society can help at every step of the journey. Visit cancer.org today.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Our daily song is now available on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, Pandora, Tidal, Deezer, iHeartRadio, and a whole bunch of other platforms. Just look for songs by Louise and Tom Hartman. Check it out. Hey, this is all too familiar to me. It happened last week. You wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, runny nose, cough. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are tough it out, get sick and take the time off work, or hope the doctor can see you this month, or wait 2 hours at urgent care and sit in a room full of sick people. Or you can open your medical emergency kit like mine. I just match my symptoms to the doctor-recommended prescription, start on the right meds, and nip this thing in the bud now. This is not, by the way, a first aid kit. It comes with doctor-prescribed medications to treat dozens of common and serious medical issues. Strong antibiotics for infections of all types, strep throat, pneumonia, UTIs, bronchitis. Plus a doctor's easy guide so you'll know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. And your kit will be rushed to your home. Get $45 off at urgentcarekit.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and use the promo code Tom when you check out. That's the promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, at urgentcarekit.com/Tom, T-H-O-M.
Do not adjust your conscience.
Whispers wrapped in fear and power, spoke of rapists, built a wall, a test to see if we would fall. They cheered, they clapped, the press stood still. Another test, another chill. Truth was twisted into lies, wrapped in flags and alibis. This is the test of tyranny. Step by step into the dark, where silence is complicity and fear ignites the spark. You think it's just another show, but history says you reap what you don't sow. This is the test of tyranny. They smashed the glass, they sprayed the vet. He wasn't even in their net. A soldier born in the USA, dragged away like prey. A comedian cracks a joke, now he wants her passport revoked. If Rosie falls without a sound, what keeps your feet upon the ground? This is the test of tyranny, disguised as policy. Judges flinching at the door, pizza boxes on their floor. Are we the storm or just the calm? The questions ringing like an alarm. Will we rise or will we kneel? Will we break or will we feel? This is the test.
24 minutes past the hour. Republicans voted against an amendment yesterday in the House Rules Committee. The Rules Committee is a very powerful committee in the U.S. House of Representatives that it basically can subpoena pretty much just about anything. I mean, you know. And Ro Khanna, regular guest on this program for years, friend of the show, introduced the amendment. One Republican, Ralph Norman, the Republican from South Carolina, voted in favor of it. But all of the, along with all the Democrats, but there were more Republicans, and including the House Rules Committee Chairwoman, Virginia Fox, a Republican of North Carolina. It got knocked down. The amendment would have, quote, required Attorney General Pam Bondi to retain, preserve, and compile any records or evidence related to any investigation, prosecution, or incarceration of Jeffrey Epstein, and to release and publish any records or evidence on a publicly accessible website no later than 30 days later. And I'm telling you, MAGA is going nuts. We've got another report that's all over Drudge right now that Ghislaine Maxwell is saying, yeah, I'm happy to talk. And I'm telling you, put her on suicide watch. This is, we've seen this movie before. Again, she says no one from the government has ever asked her to share what she knows, ever. And then, the guy who served, who was Jeffrey Epstein's cellmate, he was a mobster, Michael Franzini, Franzese. He was, a killer for the Colombo crime family. And he says, there's no way you can hang yourself in those cells. He said, there's just nothing high enough to hang you. And, I've seen reports suggesting that there was an independent autopsy saying that his hyoid bone was crushed, that's what happens when you strangle somebody. I haven't been able to verify those, so you might want to do your own research on that. I can't say that for sure. But this guy, he says, you have to hang yourself on something. There's nothing on the ceiling that you can hang a bed sheet on. The bed's not that high. Epstein's brother, Mark Epstein, says he was most likely murdered. And then, of course, there's Pam Bondi. And what's going on with that? I'll tell you about that after the break, and I'll pick up your calls. It's 27 minutes past the hour. It's the Tom Hartman Program, defending America from the weapons of mass deception. Stick around. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Exposing the con in conservative. I'll be right back with you. I'm not into chasing trends, but I am all about stuff that fits right, feels good, and actually lasts. I've been shopping at Quince for some time now. In fact, my favorite sweater is an all cotton and cashmere sweater that just is so comfortable. And it looks great. That's why I keep coming back to Quince. Their lightweight layers and high quality staples have become my everyday essentials. That's what I love about Quince. They're working directly with top artisans and cutting out the middlemen. Quince gives you luxury pieces without the markups. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. So stick to the staples that last with elevated essentials from Quince. Go to quince.com/Tom for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's Quince, quince.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/Tom.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100
800 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you. We promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
Jane Matt Nair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we are on the road and live from Oshkosh, the EAA Museum. Matt Nair on air and the Todd Albus Show. I hope you can join us.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Child care providers in Wisconsin say the state budget doesn't do enough for children in the state. With more, here's Civic Media's Parker Olson.
The new state budget spends over $360 million to stabilize Wisconsin's child care system. It was a key demand for Governor Evers in budget negotiations with Republican lawmakers. The state funding comes as federal funding has run out. The pandemic-era relief program, Child Care Counts, has sent out its final payments. But providers say the state budget still falls short. Outside the state capitol on Friday, they described just how fragile the industry remains.
This week, I experienced one of the most difficult moments since opening. My entire staff has resigned. For 6 months, I've been trying to hire new teachers, but every qualified candidate needed a starting wage of at least $17 per hour, a rate I simply cannot offer without additional funding.
That's Ashley Blackett, owner of Tiny Diney Academy in Durand, Northwest Wisconsin. Advocates say the industry is being squeezed on three sides. Child care is too expensive for families, too costly to run, and pays too little to retain staff. The new two-year state budget directs money in multiple ways, to parents, to providers, and to systemic fixes. Governor Evers has declared 2025 the year of the kid and said he wouldn't sign a budget that lacked child care funding. The budget also increases special education reimbursements, though not as much as advocates wanted. Last year, voters approved a record number of school district referenda, raising local taxes to make up for education costs. That's according to a report from the Wisconsin Policy Forum. Corrine Hedrickson, who runs Corrine's Little Explorers in New Glarus, says that kind of pressure could backfire, especially given the way the budget is being sold by the education governor.
And as soon as the schools start raising property taxes, the community no longer trusts the people that they thought they trusted. And it's not the politicians, because they don't trust the politicians the way it is.
Demonstrators also delivered a letter to the governor's office Friday, saying he should call the legislature into a special session for more funding. For Civic Media News, I'm Parker Olson.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hot and humid today, with high temperatures spiking to 90 degrees and the humidity behind it making it really feel like the upper 90s. Will become partly cloudy tonight, and then showers and storms tomorrow afternoon. Some could be strong to severe. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 80 degrees at our studios.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Stephanie Bloomingdale, president of the Wisconsin AFL-CIO. The big brutal bill is basically an all-out assault on working Americans.
No tax on tips. It's not as good as it sounds, because a lot of tipped workers are not paying that higher level of taxes
right.
In the first place.
As the wealthiest among us dine at the feast of all feasts, don't be fooled by the table scraps.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Milwaukee film critic, Mr. Matt Miller. I know you saw this. I saw 28 Years Later as well. I really liked it. My wife loved it, and we're not really horror people, but just something that grabbed. It's just great storytelling.
It is simultaneously what you would want from a zombie movie and something completely different. It's just a really fascinating movie, and one I hope people keep checking out.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome comedian and host of the 40-Year-Old Boy podcast, Mike Schmidt. Then local rock duo, 7,000 Apart, joins me to rock the studio. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Much for all of your support.
Did you know
know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you could be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, THOM.TV. Check it out.
There's a price on your freedom. There's a toll at the gate. Where the courts once stood open, now billionaires wait. They've locked the doors tight, put a bond on your plea. If you're fighting the tyrant, it ain't gonna be free. The price of fighting Trump is more than you can pay. Selling off your justice, taking rights away. The courthouse is a fortress where the rich alone may stand. The price of fighting Trump is blood upon this land.
Welcome back, 35 minutes past the hour. So Rachel Hurley had a fascinating post over on Facebook yesterday. I caught this thing. First of all, she notes that Pam Bondi was a Florida attorney general from 2011 to 2019. And the Epstein deal that was cut by Alex Acosta, who Trump rewarded by making him Secretary of Labor in his last administration, that deal, that corrupt deal, was in 2008. So Pam Bondi had nothing to do with that. But she says, picture this. September 2013, Bondi's office is reviewing fraud complaints against Trump University. 20 separate consumer complaints sitting on her desk. She picks up the phone and personally calls Trump asking for a $25,000 campaign contribution. 4 days later, the check arrives. Suddenly, those fraud complaints vanish like they never existed. Plot twist. The donation, I'm quoting here from Rachel Hurley. Plot twist, the donation was completely illegal. Charitable foundations can't make political contributions. The IRS eventually fined Trump, forced him to reimburse the foundation, and by 2019, the entire Trump Foundation was shut down, with Trump paying $2 million in damages. And then she goes on to say, then I found the foreclosure fraud cover-up. In 2011, Bondi fired two experienced attorneys investigating mortgage fraud following the robo-signing crisis. Their target? Jacksonville-based Lender Processing Service. Their crime? Lender Processing Service had donated to Bondi's campaign. So both lawyers got the same ultimatum, resign or be terminated. She writes, apparently Bondi aggressively prosecutes fraud cases against institutions that don't pay her while giving free passes to those that open their wallets. She went nuclear on Kaiser University, but somehow couldn't find evidence against Trump University despite nearly identical complaints. Then she goes on to note, from 2019 to 2020, Bondi registered as a foreign agent lobbying for Qatar. Her firm's contract, $115,000 a month. Last week, she personally signed a Justice Department memo approving Trump's acceptance of a $400 million luxury jet from the Qatari royal family. The same government she used to lobby for just handed her boss a flying palace worth 4,000 times more than the gold bars that sent Senator Bob Menendez to prison for 11 years. And then she says, one of Bondi's first acts as Attorney General of the United States was announcing reduced enforcement of foreign lobbying laws. Of course, she was a lobbyist, a foreign lobbyist, or a lobbyist for a foreign power. And then, of course, she went on Fox News to talk about the Epstein client list sitting on her desk, and we all know how that turned out. It's, as Rachel Maddow said last night, they're not sending their best people. You know, I think, if anything, that's an understatement. So what's on your mind today? Charlene in Seattle. Hey, Charlene, what's up?
Hey, Tom, nice to talk to you again.
Back at you.
I was Googling this morning. I have hit my limit, and I'm so fed up, it's ridiculous. This parasite in the White House has got to go, along with everybody in the administration. So I was Googling. The U.S. Congress and Senate can submit a petition to the U.S. Security Council to join the ICC court. And I, MAGA included, want everybody who's hearing this to pound on your congressmen, your senators, to demand that we join the ICC,
the International Criminal Court.
These guys, the International Criminal Court, so Trump and all his cronies, along with the Republicans who have capitulated, along with the Supreme Court who has capitulated, to The Hague for crimes against humanity.
Yeah.
Because if we don't change this, we are going to be in a civil war, and this country is going to go down in flames, and I can't sit here and watch it anymore. It is too heartbreaking.
Yeah, Charlene, I completely get it. Do you know, there's a small debate going on, kind of in the back channels, about whether, you know, once the Trump administration is done in 3.5 years, or maybe sooner, who knows?
3.5 years. We're going to barely survive a year.
I'm with you, but the debate is whether there should be a truth and reconciliation kind of thing patterned after South Africa, you know, where, you know, confess your crimes and you won't have to go to jail, or whether it should be more like South Korea, where when their president tried to turn South Korea into a dictatorship last year, the people rose up and he got arrested and he's being prosecuted right now. He's in prison. I'm more inclined toward the latter than the former, but I'm curious your thoughts.
Nuremberg trials.
Yeah, there you go. Okay.
And I'm sorry. Every senator, Pam Bondi, everybody involved in this, if people are dying, they should get the death penalty, because this can't continue. We're not going to survive a year of this going on. I mean,
yeah,
3 years?
I'm very concerned about it, too. I'm no fan of the death penalty, but I'm very concerned about it. Charlene, thank you very much for the call. Mike in Madison, Wisconsin. Hey, Mike, what's up?
Tom, longtime Democrat. I think for now on, with the midterms coming up in a year and a half, the Democrats need a new message towards the Republicans. We need to call them out on Trump's big bill and say they are no longer pro-life. What they are is pro-birth. They don't care about kids.
Well,
they don't care about babies.
I mean, you know, knocking millions of people off their health care. Yeah. No, I get it, Mike.
That's all I got to say.
Okay, Mike. Well, you said it very well.
Yeah.
You said it very well.
Thank you.
Okay, good talking to you, Mike. Thanks. Monty in Logan Martin Lake, Alabama. Hey, Marty, what's on your mind? What's on your mind today, Monty?
Well, I was going to talk about the camps they're building.
Mm-hmm.
And what I think they're going to do is they're going to fill these camps full of people, probably U.S. citizens, too. And they're going to be work camps.
Yep. Well, you've already said that.
Probably.
They've already said
they'll probably
farm these people out.
Lease the people out.
They're reinventing slavery.
Yes, yes. Slavery never really went away.
No, it's been part of our prison system forever. You're absolutely right. And it's sanctioned by the 13th Amendment.
Right. And I've seen it. I was an electrician. And I've seen it on one or two of these big jobs. They were bringing these prisoners out in buses, a busload of them to work.
Yep.
You know,
for 50 cents a day or something like that. Yeah.
Right. Right. But they're being, you know, the company's probably paying them. I don't know. You know what the money would be, but to say they're getting 50 cents, they're probably being charged $100.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. They're probably charging the companies that the prisoners are doing the work for something like $5 an hour, and then they pay the prisoners, you know, 10 cents an hour, and the state keeps the balance. No, excellent point, Marty. Excellent point. What boggles my mind is I remember so vividly, because I've been doing this show 21, 22 years, something like that. And I remember so vividly when Glenn Beck was doing his chalkboard things on Fox News about the FEMA camps and how all these FEMA facilities around the country were going to be converted into places where they were going to go take everybody's guns. And if you resisted, they were going to put you in the FEMA camps. And it was going to be for white conservatives only and quack, 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 you know, and it was all because we had a black president. And they were just out of their minds about the FEMA camps. And now Trump is building these things. And I'm not hearing a peep out of these people, because they're like, oh, yeah, well, they're not going to lock me up. They're going to just lock up those brown people and those black people, you know, the Haitian immigrants and the Mexican immigrants. And what they don't realize is that this is how it starts. You know, the first people that Hitler went after
were it was the queer community, it was essentially the progressive community, the socialists, and the immigrants. Building Dachau, it was a labor camp. This is how it starts. So, Marty, spot on. I think you nailed it.
Yeah, I think that they're going to get citizens, like you're talking about, their political opponents, I think union members.
Yep. I think you're right. And that's why all these fascism experts are leaving the country. It's wild stuff, Marty. We live in amazing times. Marty, thanks for the call. Thanks for listening to us on Sirius XM 2. We'll be right back. It's just about 9:45.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
At least here on the West Coast, 44 and a half minutes past the hour. I'll be right back with more of your calls.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government buy-in for the people. The Brennan Center for Justice released its annual survey of local election officials. It found continued concerns for threats against poll workers and the loss of election security funding and staff now that the Trump administration has cut federal election security grants. The survey of over 800 municipal election officials found 60% were very or somewhat concerned about federal cuts to election security services. We reported in March on DOGE cuts of 300 cybersecurity experts from CISA, the Cybersecurity Infrastructure Security Agency, and the suspension of grant funding to states for hardening systems to fight increasing cyber attacks from Russia, China, and Iran. Of the surveyed officials, 62% were concerned by the loss of CISA's direct technical support, and 80% said the federal government should be providing the same or more funding, not less. One-third of local election officials are very concerned about political leaders interfering with the work of poll workers, up 4% from a similar question in 2023. An additional one-quarter are somewhat worried about interference. Officials overwhelmingly, 81%, are concerned about false election information spread on social media, which contributes to 38% saying they have been harassed, abused, or threatened for just doing their job. We have links to the full Brennan Center survey at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Time for the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. The Wisconsin Supreme Court hands a big win to the environment. The court ruled it's unconstitutional for a legislative committee to block rules created by state agencies. The decision means good environmental rules now face an easier path to getting to the finish line and becoming law. For years, legislative vetoes by a handful of legislators stymied a long list of environmental protections. After more than 30 years, the Knowles-Nelson Stewardship Program is going unfunded. Money for the legacy program was stripped out of the budget by the Joint Committee on Finance. The program helps preserve our state's wildlife areas and fisheries through land purchases and grants. Now that the budget has been signed, it's unclear how the vital program will continue, although there is talk of a standalone bill that would revive it. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's most pressing environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Veterans, have you explored your benefits lately? The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs stands ready to serve Wisconsin veterans, their families, and their survivors. With our partners, like your local county veteran service officer, we can help access the benefits you've earned and the support you need. For more information, please visit WISVETS.com. That's WISVETS.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs, with funding provided by the Milwaukee Brewers and the Brewers Community Foundation.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
Hey, I have discovered a men's deodorant that actually works. This is amazing stuff. Mando is created. It's a high-performance deodorant for whole-body odor control. I mean, safe for your pits, packages, and feet. Mando's science-based formula is pH-optimized, capable of blocking odors before they even start. Deodorants that you're used to just mask odors or neutralize them after they form, but Mando's powered by mandelic acid, which is clinically proven to work all day long. It was developed by doctors. It's hypoallergenic and skin safe for your sensitive parts. You can use it all over and leave your odor worries behind. Give Mando a go and see why guys are loving it. If it's not for you, they'll gladly refund you within 60 days. Smell better, longer with Mando, and get 20% off site-wide your first purchase with the code Tom at shopmando.com. Plus, shipping is always free. That's 20% off site-wide for first-time customers with the code Tom, T-H-O-M, at shopmando.com. Shop, S-H-O-P, you know, like shop, shopping. Shopmando.com, and use that code Tom when you check out, T-H-O-M.
Raised his hand, not a fist, just a voice. Said, I'm Senator Padilla. I've got a choice to ask to speak to represent my state. But boots hit the floor. It was too late, thrown to the ground by the men in black. While the cameras rolled and they stepped back, Fox News smiled, Christie lied, said she didn't know him while justice died. The police state is not coming, it's here. When truth gets silenced and protests disappear, when power punches and no one blinks, and freedom's hanging on the edge at the brink. It's not a warning, not a fear. The police state is now, and it's crystal clear. Trump says protest, and you'll face force.
If you want to let us pass the hour, welcome back. Picking up your calls here, Christine in Lexington, South Carolina. Hey, Christine, what's up?
Hey. Thanks for taking my call. This is the first time I've called, so I'm a little
tongue-tied. Well, thank you, Christine. Nice to hear from you.
Okay. Well, what I wanted to bring up was the 3.5% rule. I don't know if you heard about it. I'm
familiar
sure you
with
did.
It, yes.
Yeah. And I want to encourage everybody. I know there's a protest on the 17th.
Yep.
Everybody has got to get out. If we can get 3.5% of the population in the streets protesting consistently now, we have the best chance of overthrowing this regime. Mm. It's been the best method of nonviolent overthrow of governments. They did it in Manila in the Philippines, mm-hmm. and they've done it in some other countries. Pardon me?
I was in Manila in the Philippines the week that Ferdy Marcos fled town. I was there.
Yeah.
In fact, his buddies bumped me off their Philippine Airlines flights 5 days in a row. I couldn't get a flight back to Hawaii. I was stuck.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, and then in 2003 in Georgia, they ousted their dictator with what was called the Rose Revolution.
Mm-hmm. In the nation of Georgia, yeah. And then in South Korea, just a few months ago, same thing. People showed up.
So they've done this with 3.5% of the population. It has never failed to bring about change. Mm-hmm. So we've got to get out 12.5 million people.
Yep.
We did 5 million people on the No Kings Day.
Yeah.
So this can be done. But if everybody listening to your show passes it along on their social media, everybody's got to get out there, because this regime is acting faster than any fascist.
I agree, Christine.
Previously.
The thing that concerns me is that I'm not seeing any mention of this in the corporate media.
It's like there's just a it's like a blackout. And so my guess is that it actually this will be a smaller. I hope I'm wrong. But my guess is because there is no publicity about this thing, whereas the previous one, of course, was tied to Trump's, you know, birthday party, that it's going to be much smaller. And Trump is going to take that as a victory. And that concerns me tremendously. So we'll see. But I agree with you. We all need to get out in the streets.
If everybody would go on to Indivisible, and get out there and do it, we've got no choice.
Yeah, I'm with you. Christine, thank you. You said it so well, and I appreciate your first call ever. I hope you call again in the
future.
Thank you. Sue in Belmont, Michigan. Hey, Sue, what's up?
I got just a few things to talk about. One of them is, now I do some browsing on Facebook, and I'm on some, how would you say, liberal pages. Mm-hmm. And on one of them, there was a lady on there from, an organization that studies democracies all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
And her prediction was that by the end of the summer, our country is going to lose its democracy. So we can't wait until midterms to do anything.
I agree.
And that's why we need to talk to our reps. And
I'm not sure that we've lost our democracy by the end of the summer, but I agree that we can't wait until the midterms.
Yeah. Now, the other thing, I have some good news. There was something else I saw on a Democratic or liberal site. I saw that there are some ICE agents who are quitting.
Mm.
They're in it, you know, I guess to pay off some bills.
Right.
But some of them may not have the heart to do it anymore. And this is something that I've been praying about, that these ICE agents would start to get a conscience.
Yeah. The problem, the sad, you know, the unfortunate reality, and I learned this kind of firsthand in my face when I went through and graduated from the Georgia Police Academy back in the 80s. I was writing a series of novels about a private detective. One of them was published. It's called Death in the Pines. And you know, just got to know these guys, you know, they were all going to become state police officers, or most of them. Actually, there were small town cops there too. And, you know, about a third of them were really good, decent people who wanted to help their communities. About a third of them were people who were just looking for a safe job that had a good retirement. And about a third of them were complete asses. I mean, just total bullies who were looking forward to going out and beating people up and power tripping people. And it's that latter third that I suspect are filling the ranks of ICE right now. And that's very troubling. And so in a way, people resigning is not necessarily a good thing because, you know, sort of like the draft, you know, you want some dissidents in, you know, you want some people who are going to say, hey, wait a minute, are we really doing this in there? So, you know, I get it. Sue, thanks for the call. Nice hearing from you. Good points all. We're hitting the top of the hour here. I'll be back with you on the other side. The Supreme Court has gone too far and screwed us again with the shadow docket. What's up with this? And what always happens when you have a Republican president? You get a recession. Hang on tight.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream, like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In a chaotic and somewhat discombobulating end to the process, Wisconsin lawmakers passed a state budget and Governor Tony Evers signed it into law at about 1:30 a.m. on July 3rd. What made this budget different from the others signed in this era of divided government is that Democratic votes were needed to pass the budget in the state Senate. Part of the reason that was made possible is because of new, fairer maps. Last November, Senate Democrats flipped four seats, shrinking the Republican majority to just an 18-15 margin. Now, candidates are already lining up to take this the rest of the way and flip the chamber. Democrat Jenna Jacobson, who currently serves in the Assembly, is now running for Senate, challenging Republican Howard Markline in the 17th District. If Democrats can flip that district and one more seat, they could control the state Senate for the first time in more than 15 years. That would be a big deal for state politics in Wisconsin.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area. Soaring high above La Crosse, this is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Federal drug agents say there is an alarming uptick in methamphetamine seizures. The DEA says it's on pace to confiscate twice the amount of meth than it did last year. ABC's Pierre Thomas says Mexican drug cartels are also hiding and producing meth in dangerous new ways.
Meth disguised as watermelons. Other shipments secretly mixed with celery and onions. And now what Murphy says is a frightening new strategy by the cartels, turning meth into pill form, making it more marketable by taking away the stigma of injecting it or smoking it.
The consumer price index edging up last month. Analysts say President Trump's tariffs on imported goods are likely behind the rise. It comes as the Federal Reserve is considering an interest rate cut. In New Jersey, flash floods are blamed for at least two deaths last night. Officials say a car in Plainfield was swept away in a brook. New York City's subway system also impacted by the rapid rainfall. More storms on tap today and the threat of tornadoes in the Midwest. This is ABC News.